Villains will do anything to escape justice on TV. Well, in real life, too. But last week on Law and Order, Criminal Intent, the arch nemesis of Detective Bobby Gorin was seen jumping out a window amid a hail of bullets. So, did the villain actually die? Well, it depends on where you watched the show. If that's confusing, here's day-to-day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein to explain the unusual strategy of the show's makers, NBC.
Alternate endings are not exactly new in Hollywood. Movies like 28 Days Later, The Bourne Identity, and Terminator 2 are just a few of those who have gone down that route on DVD. On TV, though, the phenomenon is much less common. That didn't dissuade NBC last Sunday, which showed two different endings to Law & Order Criminal Intent. Viewers in the Eastern Time Zone saw the dastardly Nicole Wallace disappear after killing her latest victim. But viewers in the other time zone saw her dead body laid out on a coroner's table. Now, Criminal Intent is under ratings pressure, facing a stiff challenge from ABC's popular new show, Desperate Housewives, which seems to be drawing away many potential viewers. So was the dual ending just a stunt to pump ratings? No doubt about it. NBC ushered viewers to its website right after the episode ended. There they could view the ending they didn't see and vote for whether Nicole Wallace should live or die. This Sunday's episode will reveal the outcome of the character as determined by the internet poll. Now that might make for a good gimmick, but NBC should not have put her fate in viewers' hands. The recurring rivalry between Bobby Gorin and Nicole Wallace is probably the best thing about this often overlooked show. Here's the backstory. Detective Gorin and his partner Detective Alexandra Eames usually manage to bring a suspect to justice at the end of each hour. But Nicole Wallace has eluded them twice already, once in the second season and once in the third. As good as Gorin is, Nicole is a criminal genius, and a full-blown psychopath to boot. Their encounters are reliably bone-rattling, playing out like a gender-reverse TV version of Silence of the Lambs.
You can't deny those feelings. Even if you can't have kids of your own.
Yes, thank you. Not all of us can be blessed like you with eggs ripe and ready for hire. Tell me, did your sister let you keep the sonogram so you'd have something to cuddle up with at night?
I see my nephew 3 times a week.
It's often said that there are no stars on Law & Order shows, that the investigation is the main attraction. That's generally true, but not so on Criminal Intent. Vincent D'Onofrio is outstanding as Bobby Gorin, shading his depiction of the skillful detective with traces of darkness. This is a man who has plumbed the depths of enough depraved souls to emerge somewhat tainted himself. And yet he is subtly, visibly shaken up by the manipulative Nicole, played with chilling effectiveness by British actress Olivia Dabo.
I missed you at the reading of the verdict. Then again, it wasn't one of your best moments.
Well, none of us have been at our best lately. You've gone from multi-millionaires to street urchins.
Criminal Intent seems to get the least attention of the three Law & Orders. The original overshadows them all, and to make matters worse, a fourth one is coming out in January. The second one, Special Victims Unit, earned an Emmy nomination for one of its stars, Mariska Hargitay, who just isn't in the same league as the unnominated D'Onofrio. Criminal Intent's dual-ending stunt could help to raise its profile against Desperate Housewives. But NBC shouldn't be so quick to hand over the creative direction of the show. If viewers let Nicole Wallace die, the show will be robbed of a character who could give life to more great episodes.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter and reviews it for Day to Day, a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.